Senator Lisa Singh, 25 days after Tasmanians and indeed all Australians voted, do we finally know whether you've been re-elected as a senator?
Yes, I have been, Manpreet. And can I just say firstly to all your listeners, Sat Sri Akal, it's lovely to be on SBS Punjabi again. I remember it was the first time I did a press conference as a senator was on this station, and to now be able to say, yes, I've been re-elected, and we are speaking again, it's indeed an honour to do so.
That's an honour and a privilege for us at SBS Punjabi and our listeners that we are hearing it first from you. So from the last count, I believe you got more than 20,000 votes personally for yourself.
That's right. It's been an incredible grassroots campaign here in Tasmania. There are a number of people that weren't happy that I was placed at the bottom of my Senate ticket, and they wanted to express their democratic right to choose who they wanted as their representative in the Senate. So a number of people out in the community got to work, they volunteered, they spread the message, and that ended up in quite a high below-the-line vote. I ended up with 80% of a quota, and yes, over 20,000 votes. I understand it's not happened actually since 1953, so we've certainly made a bit of history today.
The candidate who was placed in front of you, John Short, what happened with him?
Well, he lost, he didn't win his spot. I actually leapfrogged him, but I also leapfrogged the other sitting senator, so I was actually the fourth Labor senator elected, and our fourth Labor senator on the ticket was fifth elected. In fact, overall, I was elected 10th, and then we had another Labor and a Green after me.
So,
elected.
On your own, you did much better.
We certainly did better than I thought, that's for sure. I mean, this was really regarded as the unwinnable or impossible seat to win, but we've certainly proved them wrong, and proved them wrong in a sense of being a lot stronger in winning than we would have thought. So it's been a fantastic result, and it's given Labor five senators where we may have only won four.
This was virtually regarded as impossible and unwinnable. Yet this week, when we heard of the shadow ministry, when it was called out, your name was conspicuously absent. Does that further say something? You were put at the bottom of the list by the Labour Party in the first instance, and now you're not even in the shadow ministry?
Look, I think that obviously I've enjoyed my time on the front bench and hope to be there again. But I think I can be effective whether I'm on the front or the back bench. It was disappointing to obviously find out I'm no longer on that front bench. But to be honest, the result of holding on to my Senate seat, of winning from the bottom, has just been absolutely overwhelming and miraculous. So, yes, I know that, you know, a number of people wanted me to continue on the front bench, and myself included, but we had a lot of talent in our Labor Party. Not everyone could obviously be on the front bench. I still think that I'll be able to be as effective as ever, representing Tasmanians, representing the issues that are important to Australians, including our growing subcontinent diaspora, and ensuring that there is a strong voice for them, wherever I sit in the Senate.
Regardless, you are still the only person of Indian origin to be represented in the Australian Parliament. How do you personally feel about that, to come back so strongly?
Look, I think, you know, we are making some headway in that space. Our Parliament, I think, this election has had a lot more candidates from different ethnic backgrounds than ever before, and that's across all parties. People of subcontinent backgrounds, I know, did run at this election. They may not have been successful, though, and I think that into the future we do need to look at those safe seats compared to the marginal seats and ensuring that diversity continues to grow in our Parliament. I certainly don't want to be the only person of subcontinent heritage in our Parliament, so I do hope it does change. But I have to say I am glad at least I am there as someone representing people from my own heritage.
Now, speaking of diversity, we know that definitely Pauline Hanson will be elected and perhaps two more from One Nation Party. Now, how does that pose for you? Is it a challenge to sit in the same Senate when there are strong views? You've had Jackie Lambie before and you've had other strong views before. So how do you view your next tenure in the Senate?
Well, look, it's going to be very interesting how this new Senate's going to work. I think what's clear, though, is Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's attempt to get rid of some of the crossbench in the Senate has completely backfired and instead has given birth to Pauline Hanson times three. I don't know how anyone can see that that is good for the country or good for democracy, but look, the people voted her in, and I think we have to all work towards ensuring that our parliament works effectively. I certainly don't share her views, and we will have robust debate, I'm sure, in the parliament. I'll continue to stand up, as the Labor Party will, for our Racial Discrimination Act, our strong multicultural foundation that makes up our country, and for the diversity of views and faiths to continue to be what makes the harmony of our country, you know, so strong. So I hope that her bigoted views certainly don't win out, and I'll make sure that my voice in the Senate is strong so that that doesn't occur.
Are you optimistic about finding common ground with someone who's outrightly and so overtly racist?
Well, we certainly won't find common ground on the issues of multiculturalism or on the issues she has against people of Islamic faith, for example. But there may be other areas that we do have common ground. I'm yet to learn of them. All I can say is that I will be respectful. I will live by the values that I hold in the way I address all senators in the Senate, and I expect and hope that those new senators do the same.
And very quickly, just with the Senate seats in Tasmania, does this mean that Labor has gained one extra seat and have the Greens lost one of their two?
No, the Greens have held on to their two and Labor has held on to our five. But it was widely reported that Labor would only win four seats. So I do think that the strong vote that I've received has helped Labor win five. The Liberals have lost one, so that is where the loss has come from, and Jackie Lambie has held on to her seat.
And what's your best guess for the seat of Herbert in Queensland? The recount is still going.
It's looking pretty exciting, and I'm really looking forward and hoping that Cathy will be able to join us in the Parliament.
And very finally, do you see any merit in the electronic voting system? Because it's taken forever. You as a candidate, how did you feel waiting all these days to find the result?
Look, it has been a long, drawn-out process of 3.5 weeks now of waiting for the Senate to be counted. But I'm not completely sold on the idea of electronic voting. I would like to see more research gone into that to ensure that it can't be tampered. I can understand the attraction of making voting quicker, and, of course, that's always a good thing if we can do that. But I'd like to know about the checks and balances in place if we were going to have such a system.
Senator-elect Lisa Singh, it was an immense pleasure to speak to you. Once again, heartiest congratulations on being re-elected to the Australian Senate. I think the entire subcontinental community would be very proud just to know that.
Thank you so much, Manpreet.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.